A total of 27,200 learners in Gulu District failed to report to school on the opening day of the second term on Monday, according to authorities. Gulu District has a total of 32,000 registered learners across 97 government and private schools. According to the authority, only 4,800 learners, mainly those in upper classes, reported back to school on Monday. Meanwhile, the Gulu City Inspector of Schools, Fiona Tin, has warned parents against keeping their children away from school due to fear surrounding the Ebola outbreak reported in some parts of the country. Speaking to Mega FM, Tin said many parents are becoming unnecessarily worried and are choosing to keep learners at home despite not confirming Ebola cases being reported in the region. She urged parents to avoid panic and instead follow guidance issued by the Ministry of Health and Education authorities to ensure learners continue with the study, safely confirming that there is no Ebola outbreak reported in Gulu City, and schools have already been directed to follow all health and safety measures, and parents should not deny children their right to education because of fear. Health officials continue to encourage the public to observe proper hygiene, report suspected symptoms early, and rely on official communication regarding Ebola situation. In a related development, the newly elected Kitgum District Chairperson, Tony Blair Tolit, has warned that parents who keep school-going children in gardens instead of sending them to school risk arrest and prosecution. Tolit made the remarks in an interview with Mega FM on Monday as schools reopened for the new term across the country. He said many schools in Kitgum District consistently record poor learner turnout at the beginning of each term because some parents use their children as laborers in gardens, leaving a significant number of school-age children out of class. Tolit said his office had already mobilized parents to ensure children report back to school in an effort to reverse the trend, adding that local leaders had been directed to monitor compliance at village and sub-county levels. The chairperson appealed to parents to fulfill their responsibilities by prioritizing education despite ongoing economic challenges. Anthony Lam Lawat, the district education officer of Kitgum, said in an earlier interview that when schools reopen, many parents prefer to use children in upper primary classes as laborers in gardens, leaving more than 60% out of school. Data from the 2024 National Population and Housing Census show that 14,657 children aged 6 to 12 years, representing about 32% of the primary school-going population in Kitgum District, are not enrolled in school.